Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood. Today, another story from our sister online initiative called Planet Harmony, where all are welcome and the focus is on young people of color. American Eagle 77, J.Lo Glow, Calvin Klein's Eternity. These fragrances are cool these days. So Ebony Payne and Ike Srikandaraja from Planet Harmony decided to look into a recent study by an environmental think tank. It found many of these fragrances have secret chemicals that could potentially trigger allergies and disrupt hormones. Their report starts with Ebony Payne chatting with some shoppers at a mall in Northwest Washington, D.C.
Do you use any products with fragrance in it or any perfume?
Always.
And do you know what ingredients goes into making your products?
Not really.
I know there's alcohol in there. I don't know. I have no idea.
Would you feel more comfortable buying fragrances if manufacturers actually labeled their ingredients like they do on food?
Yes, that would be good. My daughter, she's sensitive to a lot of things because she has eczema. So I always make sure that things are more natural based.
These days, yes, because I do not trust big companies anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I'll feel more comfortable, but then again, I won't know what the ingredients are because there's all these long, complicated names and you have to Google them.
What if you were told that the ingredients in your cologne and in perfume cause sperm damage and may cause an asthma attack? How would you feel about that?
I don't know. Now you're making me think. Maybe I'll go and read, what they contain.
You're killing me. I would probably have to stop, just because I don't want to do anything knowingly harm myself.
I would not use it anymore.
That'll be a shocker. I wouldn't really want to use that. There are other ways to smell good.
This is Ike Srikandaraja. As Planet Harmony and Living on Earth's Ebony Payne found out, most people can't know what's in their colognes or perfumes. And since fragrance makers won't disclose their chemical recipes, an advocacy group decided to run their own tests. The Campaign for Safe Cosmetics analyzed a number of popular fragrance brands like Coco Chanel, Calvin Klein, Halle Berry, and Jennifer Lopez. Jane Houlihan of the Environmental Working Group helped author the report on fragrance.
So we sent these 17 products to the laboratory. The lab analyzed them for a range of compounds and found for these fragrances that we tested, only about half the chemicals that are in the product are actually listed on the label. That means there's an awful lot that you can't know as a consumer when you're buying these products.
And what people don't know could be harming them. The lab tests turned up some potentially hazardous ingredients.
Together, these products contain about 24 different sensitizing chemicals that can cause allergic reactions, and a dozen potential hormone disruptors. These are compounds that in very small doses could possibly throw the body's hormone systems into disarray.
Jane Houlihan says hormone disruptors, even in low doses, can pose dangers.
We also have found a chemical called diethyl phthalate hidden in a number of these products. That's a chemical that's linked to sperm damage in men, birth defects in baby boys. This is preliminary data, not considered definitive, but it's quite troubling.
When reached for comment, Coty Incorporated, the company that owns three of the brands named in this study, Halle by Halle Berry, J.Lo Glow by J.Lo, and Calvin Klein Eternity, directed us to a written statement, read here by an actor.
All of Coty Inc.'s products are safe and meet all regulatory and legal requirements in all countries in which they are sold.
Coco Chanel also declined comment but sent a release from the industry group, the Fragrance Materials Association. Here's our actor, again reading part of their response.
The industry has a long and comprehensive safety testing program for its materials. Materials are also independently assessed for safety.
The industry also says Congress recently omitted diethyl phthalate from a list of phthalates of concern. So, who's got it right here? We checked with someone who reviewed the Campaign for Safe Cosmetics fragrance report on her own.
I have to have an independent research funding, so I have no conflict of interest. I fund my own work through discretionary university research funding.
From the University of Washington, that's Professor of Civil and Environmental Engineering Ann Steinman. She spent extensive time studying fragrances.
Yes, I have. I actually have conducted several studies that analyzed the chemicals in widely used fragrance consumer products, and that's a big part of my research right now.
The fragrance industry guards recipes as trade secrets, but they publish a list of 3,000 ingredients on their website. But there's no way to know which chemicals are in what products. Professor Steinman says that no matter how they defend the industry's lack of transparency, the health impacts on its customers are real.
I guess the other point is that people are reporting adverse health effects when exposed to these products. So rather than try to repudiate their complaints by saying, well, we tested these products and they're safe, so you must be imagining it, why not say, well, people are getting sick from it. What's in these products that's causing these effects?
Concerns over potentially poisonous potpourri goes way beyond perfume makers. Fragrances are in nearly half of all personal care products, from Arctic Blast deodorant to lavender passion soap. But these scenting chemicals are now getting attention on Capitol Hill.
There are signs that big changes are about to happen.
Again, Jane Houlihan of the Environmental Working Group.
And this is great news because this law, which regulates all industrial chemicals in this country, hasn't been updated for more than 3 decades. It's the only major environmental and public health statute that has never been modernized. And it could mean a lot of changes for the cosmetic industry.
Currently, there are various chemical reform bills working through the House and Senate. For Living on Earth and Planet Harmony, I'm Ike Sreeskandaraja.
Ike Sreeskandaraja edits and Ebony Payne reports for our brand new online offering, Planet Harmony, which welcomes all and is designed to have special appeal for young African Americans. Check it out and join the discussion at myplanetharmony.com. That's myplanetharmony.com.